This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Human Rights Day being observed across the world, including Nepal, today. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda stresses curbing corruption to maintain good governance. And United Nations warns half of Gaza's population is starving. Now, the news in detail. The Human Rights Day is being observed across the world, including Nepal, today to in commemoration of the issuance of Universal Declaration of Human Rights on December 10, 1948. This year, the day is being observed with the theme Freedom, Equality and Justice for All. Various programs are being organized today to observe the day. In a message of best wishes on the occasion of 75th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, President Ramchandra Poudil has said the parliamentary democratic governance system based on pluralism would be consolidated only when human rights are respected, protected and promoted. President Poudil said no citizens would be deprived of human rights along with the reliable rule of law. Similarly, extending the best wishes on this occasion, Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav said promises, pledges, commitments, dignity and rights mentioned in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights had been continuously attacked. He was of the opinion that there was a need to respect the values and rights contained in the Declaration as a guideline for collective works. Also on the occasion, Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda said the government was continuously at work to fulfill the commitments of international human rights treaties and conventions ratified by Nepal. Prime Minister Prachanda said the government was effortful in ensuring human rights by making laws as per the provision of the fundamental rights in the Constitution to address the causes of ethnic, regional, gender and traditional discriminations. On the occasion, Prime Minister Prachanda also extended best wishes to the governmental and non-governmental mechanisms, human rights defenders, civil society, journalists and representatives of diplomatic missions who are working days and nights to protect the human rights. Likewise, Speaker of the House of Representatives Devraj Khemire has said that Nepal's parliament was partnering and coordinating with the National Human Rights Commission, other constitutional bodies and civil society for the protection and promotion of human rights. In a message of best wishes on the occasion, Speaker Khemire said that the efforts are being undertaken to draft and amend the laws through the lens of human rights perspectives. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has stressed the need for curbing corruption to maintain good governance in the country. Addressing a program organized by the Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, on the occasion of International Day Against Corruption, Prime Minister Prachanda stated that all state mechanisms were mobilized to eliminate corruption by identifying its root causes. He added that additional effective measures were imperative as the efforts made so far were not adequate to curb corruption. Prime Minister Prachanda claimed that the government under his leadership was moving ahead for social justice, good governance and prosperity. He also reiterated that the government was firm on enforcing legal provisions by making the concerned mechanisms and officials accountable. Similarly, Chief Secretary Dr. Vaikuntha Ariyal pointed out the need for collaboration among the government, private sector and civil society to eliminate corruption. Minister for Forest and Environment Dr. Birendra Prasad Mahato has claimed that the United Nations Climate Summit, COP28, remained fruitful for Nepal. Talking to media persons after returning home from the global climate event in the UAE, Minister Mahato shared that Nepal's issues were discussed with priority in the summit. According to Minister Mahato, Nepal, having its own pavilion in the summit, had the opportunity to effectively hold deliberations and interactions on climate change-related issues. Minister Mahato had stressed the ministerial-level program organized by the Asian Development Bank on the 3rd of December on the sideline of the conference. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Shakti Bahadur Basnet has claimed Nepal has reached the stage of making profit from power export. Addressing a gathering of the Socialist Front Nepal at Beni of Meghdi yesterday, Minister Basnet stated that Nepal would become a net power exporter within a couple of years. He added that Nepal had planned to export electricity worth 18 billion rupees by the end of this fiscal year. Likewise, Minister Basnet pledged to ensure general share of Rahughat hydropower project to the local people. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Surendra Raj Acharya has said the government has been implementing the issues of proportional and inclusive representation as ensured by the constitution. Speaking at an interaction yesterday, Minister Acharya claimed that Nepal had special legal provision for ensuring the rights of women as compared to many other countries in the world. He also called for cooperation from all concerned sides to end violence against women and ensure their representation. CPN-UML Chair K.P. Sharma Oli has stressed the need for completing Buri Gandaki hydropower project at the earliest. Addressing a gathering organized in Gorkha yesterday, Leader Oli said the government should promptly act to construct the hydropower project. Meanwhile, addressing a gathering of the party cadres in Lamjung yesterday itself, Leader Oli pledged to incorporate suggestions received from the grassroots levels in the party's ongoing campaign. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. A senior UN aid official has warned that half of Gaza's population is starving as fighting there continues. Deputy Director of the UN World Food Programme, Carl Sakau, said only a fraction of supplies needed have been able to enter the strip and 9 out of 10 people cannot eat every day. However, Israel says it must continue airstrikes on Gaza to eliminate Hamas and bring Israeli hostages home. Movement in and out of Gaza has been heavily restricted since 7th of October when Hamas fighters broke through Israel's heavily guarded perimeter fence, killing 1,200 people and taking 240 hostages. In response, Israel closed its borders with Gaza and began launching airstrikes on the territory, restricting aid deliveries which Gazans heavily relied on. The Hamas-run health ministry says Israel has killed more than 17,700 people in its retaliatory campaign, including more than 7,000 children. European Union officials have reached a provisional deal on the world's first comprehensive laws to regulate the use of artificial intelligence, AI. After 36 hours of talks, negotiators agreed rules around AI in systems like ChatGPT and facial recognition. The proposals include safeguards on the use of AI within the EU, as well as the limitations on its adoption by law enforcement agencies. Consumers would have the right to launch complaints and fines could be imposed for violations. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said the AI Act would help the development of technology that does not threaten people's safety and rights. The European Parliament defines AI as the software that can, for a given set of human-defined objectives, generate outputs such as contents, predictions, recommendations or decisions influencing the environments they interact with. Now the general weather forecast for the country. With the partial influence of westerly winds across the country, Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi and Gandaki province today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 7.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 18.5 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Human Rights Day being observed across the world, including Nepal today. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda stresses curbing corruption to maintain good governance. And United Nations warns half of Gaza's population is starving. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.